Menashe, can you start?
Okay. Thank you. Good evening. Good afternoon. When we relate to the Islamic regime in Iran, we refer to a small group of religious fanatics such as Khomeini, Khamenei, Khatami, Ahmadinejad, Rafsanjani, and the others who seek to destroy the existing world order. In its ruins, their goal is to build an Islamic empire based on laws and rules that prevailed some 1,400 years ago. Khomeini began his political struggle in the 60s with the aim of transferring political control in Iran to Islamic religious leaders. From the outset, this campaign was conducted on the cover of retrieving Iran's sovereignty and independence from Western imperialism. However, when he went into exile in Iraq and lived in the religious city of Najaf, he revealed his true ambitions of imposing a political regime based on Sharia religious law and creating a unified Islamic state. In other words, he aspired to reviving the Islamic empire, the caliphate regime, but this time under Shiite rule. In his book, The Islamic Regime, Khomeini wrote, "Islamic laws are not solely for defining relations between man and his creator, but a complete and perfect system of laws for administrating the state on earth in all spheres and in all required degrees." In Khomeini's view, from the dawn of its appearance, Islam ruled over wide territories and administrated an empire. However, over the years, the unqualified caliphate elite has led to the decline of Islam, and control was seized by military commanders and secular leaders who abandoned Islam and dealt with the materialistic affairs. And in fact, this was a similar process to what happened in Europe with the separation of church and state. According to Khomeini and his successors, Shiite Islam was deprived from ruling during the 1400 years of Islamic history by Sunni sects that took control of the caliphate and robbed the preeminence of Ali, the first of the 12 revered Shiite imams. To summarize Islamic belief from Khomeini's point of view, indeed Judaism was the first monotheistic religion on which Christianity was later based, but both have already been included into Islam that contains also all the best principles of the two mentioned religions. Therefore, it's Islam that unifies all the monotheistic religions and presents the perfect belief for the humanity, one that provides solution to all human problems. Islam huwa al-hal. Islam is the solution. In his book, Tawzih al-Masail, Khomeini defines as unclean, najis, all those who do not believe Muhammad is a prophet and the late of the prophets. The definition of najis includes, in fact, Jews, Christians, Zoroastrians, and most certainly the Baha'is, who are considered as deserters from Islam. Moreover, Khomeini also contended that since Sunni Muslims do not believe in the 12 Shiite imams, they should be considered as unclean if they despise them. According to Khomeini and the other founders of the Islamic Republic interpretation, citizens were to be considered as juveniles and retarded. They were in need of a trustee, wali, who would determine what is the best for them. This trustee has to be a religious official, expert of all Islamic law, and he's known as Wali Faqih, this chief religious leader who keeps in his hand also all the secular authorities, bears absolutely no responsibility to citizens and not having to answer to them, and he is appointed for life. Therefore, in spite of all the political shows put on in Iran each year and that are called elections, it is a dictatorial regime that rules the country. The regime fully exploits all religious aspects in order to justify its existence, to fulfill its goals and implement its programs. Ahmadinejad called the regime divine and celestial in his speech in the city of Hamadan, stressing the total obedience of the regime is a test to loyalty to the Prophet Muhammad and would grant the believers a place in the Garden of Eden. A month ago, President claimed victory in the confrontation with the United Nations Security Council over the nuclear issue, declaring that it was the Mahdi himself, the Messiah, the Shiite Messiah, who led the regime to this victory. And all of you know which kind of victory it was, because it was finished by the third United Nations Security Council resolution against the nuclear programs of Iran. The leaders of the regime in Tehran believe that when the Mahdi, the Messiah, appears, all the people in the world will become Shiite Muslims, and then peace, brotherhood, and happiness will prevail on earth. Ahmadinejad believes that the Mahdi will appear within 2 years, and therefore he has built a luxurious hotel in northern Tehran in Jamkaran district, where he believes the Mahdi is now in hiding in a deep well. One of the President Ahmadinejad's aides recently described him as the herald of the coming of Mahdi, his apostle, like John the Baptist, who appeared to announce the coming of Jesus. Another aide, who was appointed Iran's interior minister last week, he declared after a visit to Syria that he has been told there that if another prophet was due to appear after Muhammad, he must be Ahmadinejad and nobody else. Such declarations illustrates the extremism, the extent of the religious extremism of Iran leaders today. In Iran, there are two schools of thought about coming of the Messiah. I don't know to which group Ahmadinejad belongs, but I monitor his actions and hear his arrogant declarations prophesizing the end of Israel, the demise of the United States, and the decline of Western civilization. For the regime in Iran, the paramount goal is revived Islam, is the confrontation with the Christianity. And why is that? Only Christianity is considered to be a missionary religion like Islam. There is a bitter rivalry between these two religions for the souls of unbelievers in Africa, Asia, and other countries and continents. Only Christianity is perceived to be a major rival standing in the way of Islam on the world stage. Therefore, in the eyes of the Islamic regime in Tehran, the primary struggle for the spiritual conquest of the world is with Christianity. As for Israel, it's considered to be an advance guard for Christianity in the Middle East. Christianity was built upon Judaism, and the destruction of the Jewish state is to be the first stage in the confrontation with Christianity. This is not my assumption, but it was declared by Ahmadinejad himself in the same speech where he called for wiping Israel off the map. Therefore, defending Israel and denouncing Iranian support for terror organizations which try to disrupt peace process and the international effort to halt Iran's race for a nuclear bomb, all these factors are really in the defense of Europe and Christianity. Iran is developing ballistic missiles which with a range of 6,000 kilometers that when completed they may reach all the European capital cities. Iran hopes to arm these missiles with nuclear warhead. Let me add that this is apparently the weapon that Iran's leaders believe they need for the coming of the Mahdi. And Iranian nuclear weapon is not only Israel's problem. It is the world's and the first for all the Europe problem and the problem of the Christianity. I believe it's possible to prevent Iran from acquiring the bomb. However, this mission requires international determination and coordination on a wide range of activities. Just this week, Ahmadinejad declared that Israel is already a dead body for which the prayer for the dead has already been recited. Dear audience, only yesterday we honored the memory of the Holocaust victims. Before World War II, the international community was weak and Europe was divided. Today, the world order is stronger and international institutions are functioning better and the nations seek peace and tranquility. The Iranian regime must not be permitted to realize its satanic ambitions. The Iranian people must be supported, they must be helped to uprise and change their rulers. Let us stand up for the rights of the Iranian people, help them bring about a regime change in Iran, not only for their own good, but also for the benefit of the entire world. Thank you.
Great speech and bang on time. 10 minutes, wonderful. Benny, beat that.